I'm Nicholas Penrake and you're listening to A Trader's Life, the podcast where I get to talk to successful traders about their approach to trading, how they started out and went from broke or breaking even to pulling in thousands of dollars a week. Trading is a tough game. They say only around 5% of those who try actually make a profit. Join me for A Trader's Life to glean some valuable insights from the market wizards I get to talk to. Hello and welcome to A Trader's Life. If you've been a regular listener to the show, you may have come across conversations around scam brokers. Every now and then I get asked, which broker have I had the best experience with? Well, personally, I like BD Swiss. To start with, they're regulated. Having been scammed myself, I can't overstate how important this is. Last time I ran a search on Google, it would seem there are very few regulated brokers that allow you to choose from a range of leverage options for your trades. With BD Swiss, you can do this. Although just be careful with your risk management, especially if you go for their highest leverage at 1 to 1,000. So those are what I'd consider to be the key benefits of trading with BD Swiss. If you're looking for a broker you can trust and you're happy to support this podcast, I'd really appreciate it if you'd register using the link in the show notes. Totally up to you, of course, but that link does help fund this podcast. Okay, that's it. Time to move on to our guest. In this episode, I talked to Emma Weber about scam brokers and how to protect yourself against them. As the business development manager at Blockchain Radar, an international company with an extensive database on online trading companies, Emma helps traders identify, avoid, and in some cases, hunt down scam brokers. If you've ever been scammed yourself, I'm sure you'll relate to a lot of what follows. Hi, Emma. Welcome to A Trader's Life. How's it going?
Hi, Nick. Hello, everyone. I'm really glad to be here and to be your guest today.
Good. Well, thanks for joining me. So, many traders get scammed, right? Even experienced traders and investors can get scammed. There's a lot of it about, and I'd say probably even more than before the pandemic. It seems to have got its claws on us and turned us all into, you know, crazy people. But it's clearly a career for some people. How do we know who to trust? You're an expert on this.
So the online trading industry is recently seeing more and more scams, and I want to help you and to give you some tips about how you can avoid falling in such scams. Okay, that sounds good?
It does sound good, yeah. I'm sure there are lots of people out there who can relate.
Okay, so my first tip will be, if it looks too good, so...
That old phrase, yeah, okay.
Yeah. So the sites that promise automatic and big profits in no time should definitely raise your first suspicion. Okay, in this market, there is no easy money.
Absolutely.
So this should be your first big sign. Second tip will be Google the platform and search for problems. It's really easy to do a Google search and add words such as fake or scam to the name of the platform. So if the search result yield too many convincing results, I mean, you understand.
Yeah, I mean, if you get a good review, then you might consider it. If you get a bad review, you want to stay away.
Yes. Yeah, so there's some people that hear from friends, okay, you should go trade on this platform, and they just go and do it without even checking anything. So a simple Google search will help you. And if a simple Google search is not enough, so try to add those words I was talking about. Fake, scam, I lost my money, and all of these things. My third tip will be talk to people. I mean, talk to people in the company, on, also with other people that uses the platform to get an idea about it. Don't speak with only one person in the platform. If it's all the time the same broker speaks with you, it's a bit odd.
A lot of these scammers do have quite a team. So you might be just passed from, you know, one scammer to the next. So what do we do in that case?
Okay, so in that case, I have another tip. You need to check the people on LinkedIn, because most of these scammers, they're not finalized their scam. Okay, they are doing some fake LinkedIn profiles, but you can identify them.
Okay, a lot of them, I would say, don't even have real names.
Yeah, but you shouldn't work with someone who refuses to provide you their background, even if it's a broker, trader, or the manager. They should always provide you their backgrounds, and you need to check it and go to LinkedIn and check whatever you can just to make sure it won't happen. I have one more really, really important tip that is about regulation.
Yeah.
A serious participant in the market will be regulated by at least one authority. Okay, so companies that listed in some exotic islands and will really look suspicious for me and for everyone.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I've found it to be the case that you should even double check when they claim some of these companies that they're regulated. They even quote, you know, well-known bodies that regulate the industry, and yet they're not listed. So you actually have to go one step further and check that regulatory body to see if they are in fact listed, because a lot of these scammers, they claim something that's actually a lie. So I would just add that to what you're saying. Yeah. Mm. Okay. And Emma, you run Blackchain Radar, an organization that calls itself an online trading scam detector. Tell us a bit about what you do and how you operate.
Okay, so our unique platform, blackchainradar.uk, it helps you to verify whether online trading platforms are legit or a scam. Our mission is basically to provide you an access to an exclusive and very comprehensive database regarding these online trading companies. Also about the directors, the shareholders. We use some advanced technologies. We have high-level intelligence analysts. We have really exclusive access to super limited high-value databases. And we have also the best financial researchers from all around the world. I used to write for different trading news sites and came across stories that just amazed me. So when the Blackchain Radar approached me, I couldn't say no. And I mean, all the things we do should actually provide the traders the intelligence base to help them further on. I mean, with litigation support, with smart investments, with risk management. This is the main goal of what we're doing.
Okay. And prior to joining Blackchain, what were you doing? You said you were writing trading articles, or you were an analyst. What were you doing?
I was writing. I was like a self-reporter for those sites, news sites for brokers. And I used to hear all these stories about people losing their whole money. And it's actually very, very sad. I mean, it's the same people that in the morning they say that they're a legit platform that can help you to gain a lot of money. And in the evening, they approach you with a different name and were trying to help you to get your money back.
Yeah, exactly the same happened to me back in the summer. I was approached by a brokerage that claimed that they could get some money back from a broker that hadn't allowed me to withdraw all my funds.
Yes, and so you probably wonder how they got your details.
quite. Well, they could find the money on the stock exchange, on the Cyprus stock exchange. All I had to do was put in a very small amount to start an account with them, and they would trade for me. And I had to put in a little bit of money, and then they would recover my money, and they'd put the two sums together, and I'd get going with a new trading account with them. And of course, they got going with me, and they probably were working with a completely fake platform, but I didn't know it at the time. And then the whole idea with these things, of course, is it's just bait, isn't it? So they give you a platform, do a little bit of trading for you, you start to see a bit of profit, and then they phone you up and say, well, look, I've got this investment plan for you. I just need you to put in 13,000, and we will do this. We will do a bit of Bitcoin. We'll do a bit of indices. We'll do a bit of gold. Fortunately, by then, I wasn't quite as naive as, say, a year ago, and I began to smell a rat, as they say. So I lost a little bit of money with them. But that is the kind of scam I believe you're referring to.
Yes, and the lack of rules on the web, it makes it the perfect place for a fraud to flourish.
Yeah, and so I understand that these networks are quite sophisticated. You know, like you say, they show you one face during the day and a different face during the night, so to speak. Different sign, different story, but they're scamming you both times. Yeah. Oh dear. So, you joined the company, and are you based in Europe yourself? Are you based in Europe? I understand today you're in the Ukraine.
Our company, as I mentioned before, we have many analysts and financial experts that works for us all around the globe. So our main base is in the UK, but we do it everywhere.
Okay. And I understand you're in the Ukraine right now. Is that sort of partly because of the pandemic, or are you normally based in London?
I'm normally based in London, but I'm originally from Ukraine. So this is why you hear my amazing accent. And now I'm here in Ukraine with my family, and I work from here and trying to help as many people I can. Maybe I will tell you about the process. I mean, how can you approach us?
Take us through that.
Okay, so first you apply for a report. Okay, it's no charge. We don't take money for applying us, because we need to check and we need to look deep into our very exclusive cross-global database, and we really want to understand if we have something to give you back, because all of these companies, they often change the brands of the company, and we can't find them all, and we don't have the information about them all, but we're always increasing our database. So the first step will be applying for the report, and after we check everything, we will send you the quotation for approval. And now you will have all the information to make your...
Well, what's the quotation for? I'm not quite catching you there. What's the quotation for? If you're doing the service, you're running the check for free, and then the quotation is for what?
Okay, so then we send you the quotation. The report, it costs money, depending on how much we can give you, if we have the name of the owner, if we have the staff, if we know where their offices are. I mean, as much as more details we will give you, so the price will be depend on it. But we only will give you the quotation if we have enough information to give to our customers. So after all this, we will provide you a really, really comprehensive and detailed intelligence report. And this will eventually will help you to get the legal base you need to maybe to claim your money back if you got scammed, maybe to understand if you want to invest in this platform or not, even before you got scammed.
I guess if somebody's looking to invest, they're asking you to run a check on someone or a brokerage firm, the detail you need to find on that won't be as extensive as if they come to you wanting to bring a case or some kind of case to be able to get their money back, right, that they've lost. I mean, what I mean is that, you know, injured parties will obviously need more research, I would have thought, because they've lost money and they want to track down the people who took their money, in which case you're going to have to dig deeper, I guess.
Yes, and we're not helping them to get the money back. We're just providing them the legal support for that, documentations. Maybe we can help with tracking the money, but we're not doing it by ourselves.
No, sure. But do you sometimes recommend legal advice or, you know, a lawyer of some kind?
Most of the people that approach us, they already come with a lawyer. They have a lawyer. They have the attorney that helps them. From us, the main thing they need is this intelligence, is the access to our huge database, because we're doing it already for 2 years. And we, as I mentioned, we purchased our database. So we have like a huge tree that connects between all the firms and all the small companies and all the brands and all the shareholders and who is here and who is there. And basically, our main thing is this intelligence and this database about all this field.
If I could just slip in here, when people ask me, could I recommend a regulated and well-reviewed broker? I say, I like BD Swiss. Competitive on spreads and commissions, excellent customer service, very quick withdrawals. If you're looking for a new broker and you sign up with BD Swiss via my referral link in the show notes below, you'll also be helping me keep this podcast up and running. Okay, that's it. Back to our conversation. What drew you to, you know, want to help traders in this situation? I mean, why is it that resonated with you? You said you couldn't resist the job offer. Why particularly this? How did it appeal to you?
I mean, as I told you, when I was writing about all these stories, I saw the people, I mean, really old people that used to invest their money. It's like young brokers would call them in a bright day and telling them stories about how they can double their money and to leave a very good amount of money after they will die to their children, and giving them all these promises that eventually turned out to be
lies.
So this is the main thing that attracts me, and all the scammers are flourish on the web. And
is it getting worse, do you think?
I think it's actually not getting worse, because a lot of people already starting to get an idea and to know the situation. They're really checking. They're sending us a lot of emails. Many people that, if you will ask me 2 years ago if they will do that, I will tell you, no, they will just invest the money. But I see the beginning of, I mean, not the end, because there always will be people that didn't heard about those scams, and there will always be those scammers.
And the scammers will get cleverer, I suppose.
I'm thinking the media is really trying to tell those stories about the scams and really trying to
warn people,
teach those people and to warn them on time. If you will write on Google search online trading scam, and then you go to news and you will see every day something new about the law enforcement caught this and that, and those scammers that won $27 billion from those scams. So I do see that they're doing something, but it's really, really hard to find those people because, as you said before, they're hiding behind fake names and fake identities, and they change these identities all the time.
Yeah.
And they changed the location, they changed the brand name, they changed the bank accounts.
Yeah.
This is the thing. I think it's the most
difficult to track,
track, because there are some countries that still don't obligate you to open account only under your name. You can open fake account. You can open different accounts online via some sites.
Yeah. And, yeah, no, exactly.
And then it's really, really hard to track those bank accounts.
Yeah, cool. Well, we should wrap it up there. It's been interesting. And for anyone listening and they're concerned about any possible scam, they should contact you at Black Radar.
Blackchain Radar.
Blackchain Radar. Yeah, let's get it right. Blackchain Radar. Yeah, good.
Thank you very, very much. You can also email us to our mail service at blackchainradar.uk, and also follow our page on LinkedIn. And thank you very much.
Sure. All right, Emma, thanks very much. Emma Weber of Blackchain Radar. Just before you go, if you're a regular here and enjoy the podcast, please check out my Patreon page at patreon.com/PenRakes Podcast. Thank you.